Minnesota businesses close to protest ICE enforcement as wages climb. By Amy Furr on January 23, 2026. Hundreds of businesses in Minnesota are closing Friday to protest the deportation of illegal migrants, as industry experts admit that President Donald Trump's deportation policies are nudging up wages for their American employees. Vendors, labor unions, and residents said they would be part of the general strike against U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, the New York Times reported Friday. However, it is important to note federal agents have been arresting criminal illegal aliens in the Democrat-run state and elsewhere across the nation to safeguard American communities. The Times article stated. In an email on Thursday, a Department of Homeland Security official called the strike beyond insane, asking, why would these labor bosses not want these public safety threats out of their communities? The official then included a list of undocumented immigrants who had apparently been convicted of serious crimes. The Times and other media outlets appear to side with the businesses and illegals in the state while ignoring American citizens who need and deserve better wages to provide for their families. Indeed, an article from the Minnesota Star Tribune on Thursday said the strike was to show support for immigrants who have been the target of federal agents. The outlet continued. A run of demonstrations have led up to the big day, from the state capitol to suburban construction sites. On Wednesday afternoon, immigration agents descended upon Minneapolis Carmel Mall three times and detained three people in less than 2 hours. Scores of Somali business owners had gathered there for a planned protest. The article comes as Minnesota is embroiled in a massive fraud scandal linked to its Somali community. In an opinion piece for Restaurant Business posted on Friday, Jonathan Mays pointed to restaurants in the Minneapolis area being shut down off and on amid ICE operations, and how it affects business. Fewer workers mean restaurants will once again have to compete for employees the only way they can, by paying higher wages. Wages over the next 2 years are expected to accelerate, according to Oxford Economics, from 3.7% this year to 5.6% by 2027. That won't just affect restaurants, either. Because these food-producing industries will lose workers, too. And if they have to start competing more aggressively for workers, then that will lead to higher prices for meat or vegetables. However, President Donald Trump's immigration policies are continuing to benefit Americans when it comes to wages. In October, the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas said Trump's deportation policy was pressuring Texas employers to focus on raising workers' wages, recruit Americans, and invest in technology that would benefit productivity, Breitbart News reported. Trump's focus on productivity puts greater demands on CEOs, C-suite executives, investors, politicians, educators, and many other groups who prefer the easy task of importing endless taxpayer-funded consumers, apartment-sharing renters, and compliant, cheap workers, Breitbart News's Neil Monroe stated. Trump's nascent policy also requires intellectuals to understand migration economics and to recognize their pro-business skew. That skew is evident in the Dallas report, he continued, whose authors lament the wage gains for American families as a labor market outlook weaker without immigration. Meanwhile, Vice President J.D. Vance in November highlighted the fact that Trump's policies have raised Americans' wages by approximately $1,200 per person. He told Breitbart News, "We are seeing the job growth go to native-born American citizens. And what happened under the Biden administration is, to the extent there was any job growth at all, almost all of the net job creation in the United States under the Biden administration went to the foreign-born. The best thing that you can say about the Trump economy is that American jobs are going to American workers for a change, and that's the thing that I'm proudest about," Vance added. Click here to read more Breitbart News articles about immigration as it relates to wages.